Hello, everyone. Welcome to today's live. So I am going live on all the places, and I'm going to be using this recording for the podcast as well. So I want to welcome you today because we are diving into some of my favorite topics: legacy, impact, and the ancient feminine wisdom that is inside of you. So I don't know about you, but for me, I grew up Catholic, right? And many of you already know this. I attended Catholic school for 10 years. And everything I learned about spirituality was obviously through the lens of Catholicism, meaning there was no female figure. And the only female figures that we really had, that I really had, were Mother Mary, which was virginal, pure, right? Or the dichotomy of that being Mary Magdalene or the penitent prostitute, right? And so growing up, I always felt like something was missing spiritually, right? Like I tried as hard as I could to be like the good little Catholic girl. And I remember at my like first confession, reconciliation, I remember sitting in the pew being like, this is so weird. I was 7 years old, right? And I was told I had to think of every bad thing I had ever done or thought about doing and confess it to the priest. And then he would tell me what I had to do in order to like be forgiven in the eyes of God. And I remember sitting there and it was like, I wanted to get it right. I so badly wanted to get it right. Because again, I wanted to be the good girl. I wanted to be forgiven of all of my sins. So I'm like racking my little 7-year-old brain of like, okay, what did I like? Did I push my brothers? Did I like think bad thoughts about my brothers? Right. And it, I mean, aside from like really building up a sense of guilt and shame that I just live from or used to live from, right? I just remember being like, this feels so weird. This feels so not right. And fast forward to when I was 25 years old, I was no longer Catholic. I hadn't attended church in years. I didn't really believe in anything spiritually, but I started to get into the self-development when around feminine energy and pleasure and desires. And it actually put me on a course for a spiritual awakening, quite frankly, because in order for me to lean into pleasure, in order for me to really like come into my sensuality and to really awaken in my feminine energy, the stuff that was blocking me was the religious conditioning, right? So I had to really examine these things that in a lot of ways I just like took as fact and were hanging out there in my unconscious. And the more I learned about ancient traditions, ancient spiritual practices, where in societies and civilizations where the goddess was revered, it was like this is what's missing for me, right? I, growing up, I enjoyed going to church. I enjoyed the ritual of it. I enjoyed like the incense and the candles and the songs. And there was like something kind of predictable about all of it. And when I started to learn about ancient feminine rituals and really like learning to lean into the moon cycles and learning to lean into the cyclical nature of the calendar and just learning about different rituals, it was like, wow, this is something that was so missing for me. And I know I'm not the only one. I feel like, you know, that we've been saying for years and seeing for years that like the feminine is rising, and it is. But what I also am noticing is that amongst leaders like yourself, women who have changed their lineage, women who have looked at their female ancestors that have come before them and been like, thank you for everything that you've given me, and I'm going to choose to do things differently in a variety of ways, in starting your own business and making your own money, in who you choose as a partner or not choosing a partner, in how you parent or not parent, right? Or like not becoming a parent. We are here and we are breaking so many generational like curses. We are healing so much generational trauma. And that alone is an incredible legacy. But what I'm seeing is there's so many of us who deeply and desperately are searching for, or have been searching for, models of what it means to be spiritually grounded and embodied, centrally turned on in terms of pleasure, what it means to heal so much of your conditioning and strive for even more than just enough. And we've been searching for models, and it's like, well, I like this person, but I don't want to be exactly that or want exactly that. It's like, I like a little of this, I like a little of that, I like a little of that. And the reality is, the model, the mentor that many of you have been searching for is yourself. And I truly believe that if you're called to the work of the priestess, the witch, the healer, if you're called to really investigate like sacred feminine ways of being, rituals, spirituality, and you're called to the earthly, human, but also deeply divine sensuality, pleasure, erotic sexuality, that you have ancient feminine wisdom and codes, like coded inside of you, that needs to be brought forth in this lifetime. And you know it, right? That's why you're reading all of these posts and in all of these communities about goddesses and priestesses, and you might be on Witch Talk and you're like, you know, following the new moon and the full moon and manifestation. And yet you don't want to get like too woo woo, because you don't, you know, there's something that feels like ungrounded about it. And you're very, for lack of a better word, bougie. Like, you like nice things. You want to create something that bring, that like not only lights your soul on fire, but brings you so much money and wealth, because you know that you can do good things with money, right? And so you know that you're here for a massive impact, and you've been hiding. You've been hiding because you know that this next iteration of your body of work, it's like not fully there yet. And so you keep journaling and you keep like taking strategy courses and you keep trying to force out content, when in reality, what you need is to spend a week with me in France. You need to like get out from behind your laptop. You need to shake things up, right? And the reason why I wanted to go live is because I wanted to talk a lot about the Mary Magdalene Luxury Retreat. So again, for me, I searched for years for a pilgrimage to Mary Magdalene's cave, to Southern France. That was luxurious. That was glamorous, quite frankly, right? When I first started working with Mary Magdalene, when she first appeared to me, it was in 2019, and it was in a meditation. And she led me to a cave, which was shaped like a vulva, in the meditation, and told me that I was here to lead the leaders and merge the sacred and the sexy. And of course, I was like, there's no way, I'm not ready. I just must have made all of this up. But I had already, for 6 years at that point, done so much work around my desires, around allowing, around receiving. And I'd already traveled the world quite extensively, having started my business. And I started my business because I wanted freedom. I wanted the freedom to be myself in the world, because I had a career which was dependent on me not being myself, quite frankly. I wanted time freedom because I wanted to travel. I wanted to experience life. I didn't want to feel bound or held by a 9-to-5 job. And I wanted financial freedom because I have expensive tastes, and I never wanted money to be a reason why I said no to anything. So by the time I started working with Mary Magdalene, I had already done a lot of that work. And so when I was like wanting to find a pilgrimage, I wanted one that supported all of who I was, a woman who felt deeply called to work with Mary Magdalene And a woman who wanted to stay at a really nice hotel and drink rosé and flirt with the hot French waiters and have oysters and be in sisterhood and laugh and flirt. Because I am a woman that believes flirting is just as spiritual as meditating. And quite frankly, I think if you're a woman who knows her way around a sage stick, but not around your orgasm, you need to be at this retreat, right? And so as I searched for pilgrimages, retreats, I kept finding, I say like semi-ingest, I kept finding muumuus and orthopedic shoes. I kept finding retreats that really felt like, okay, we're going on this like spiritual retreat, and therefore it has to be a path of sacrifice and renouncing earthly goods. Like, we're gonna stay at like bare bones places. We're gonna like, you know, it's gonna be kind of rough, and it's like, just, we know this is a stretch for everybody. Like, it very much was coded in this like, I know you want to do this pilgrimage, and because it's a spiritual pilgrimage, there has to be some kind of suffering. Now, I don't know about you, although I have a feeling we've suffered enough. Like, you've done enough penance, you've suffered enough, you have put in enough work. I am currently in the era of like, I'm being spoiled by the universe. Like, that is the era I'm in, right? And so, after years of searching for a retreat to southern France to really like be on the ground where Mary Magdalene lived, and not finding one that felt like all of me was supported, I decided to create my own, and it's happening in just a few weeks. So there's still four spots left. You know the link in my bio, you know the link here on Facebook. If you're listening on the podcast, you can go to the link in the show notes or themagneticwoman.com/luxury-retreat. So here's the thing, we're spending 5 days steeped in pleasure, in sensuality, in sisterhood. We're going to be moving through ancient feminine rituals to awaken your ancient feminine codes, right? Because the truth of the matter is, like, all of the work that I do is about initiation. It's not about certification. It's not about this is the set structure and you go through it, and then once you go through it and you pass it and you get a gold star, like the good little student that you are, then you can go out into the world and talk about it and like feel comfortable, but probably still always have a little bit of imposter syndrome because it's not truly your work. This is about birthing your body of work. This is about initiating you into the next iteration of your body of work, right? And I am all for self-initiations. Like, I lead clients through it. There's going to be one as part of this retreat. And there is a unique power about being held in an initiation process. There's a unique power about being held in ritual, right? Again, you are the mentor that you've been searching for. And if you're anything like me, like, you could go through an inner child like healing on a Tuesday, any given Tuesday morning. Right? This isn't about you learning more tools or needing more tools. This is about being held so you can truly go there. It's about removing yourself from the mundane and putting yourself in the extraordinary, right? Because you deserve it. And not only do you deserve it, but the people who need your work are praying that you do this. They're praying that you come on this retreat. And if you have a pull to come on the retreat and you know that like you need to be there and you don't do it, it's like, in a way, it's kind of selfish, right? Because you are here to have a massive impact. And of course, you can like listen to the doubts and be like, well, not me, and there's no way, and blah, 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 blah. But we're spending 5 days together to create the space. One, to really help you rewire your brain and your body to pleasure. Like, we're throwing the word work out the window. Like, work, the word work, not allowed at the retreat, right? And I don't just mean like, oh, because we're not going to be like working during your retreat. I mean, like, we are redefining what it means to do your mission in the world. We're redefining what that looks like, because the truth of the matter is, like, your mission, your body of work is not just and is not mostly the content that you write. It's not even mostly the things that you're selling. It's who you're being in the world and teaching from that space and creating from that space. So this is why a retreat is so important, because you are the type of woman who is holding everything yourself. You're the type of woman who's going around all day holding your clients, holding your business, holding your family, holding your partner, holding like probably the random person at the grocery store that just feels so compelled to tell you their life story because you just have that energy about you, right? You have held so much. At this retreat, you get to put it all down. You get to receive. We get to spend so much time like using pleasure to heal, to transform, and to quantum leap. So there's 4 spots left for the retreat. I have a feeling this is going to sell out. Today's Wednesday the 6th. This is going to sell out, I believe, within the next week. Our first call. So the way that this works is we have a call on September 15th for us all to get to know each other. I'm going to lead us through a little ritual and we're going to start diving in. Then there's a closed chat between me and those in attendance for the retreat. So for 2 weeks prior to the opening day of the retreat, we're going to be connecting. We're going to be chatting. We're going to be getting to know each other. So that first night at dinner, it's not like, hi, I'm Lauren. And it's going to take me 2.5 days to get comfortable. And then I only have like a day left and then I got to go. No, we're going to like dive the fuck in right off the bat, right? And then we have 5 days together. And then we have an entire month virtually to integrate together. Because there is something so potent and so magical when you stand on the land of an ancient feminine site. And we are going to be like literally walking on the land that Mary Magdalene walked on. And just saying that, I'm brought to tears. And in order to truly receive the transmissions, to receive the downloads, the shifts, to open up to the rebirth that's going to happen for you there, you have to be open to pleasure, which is also why I chose the 5-star hotel that I chose that we're hosting this at, which is why I've chosen the activities that I've chosen for us. It's why I'm choosing the restaurants that I'm choosing for us, because this is a 5-star experience, right? The spiritual path of the feminine is not about renunciation. It is about reclamation. It's about reclaiming all the parts of ourselves that we were told were too much, were not enough, we're over the top. It's about reclaiming our fucking intuition and spiritual gifts. It's about reclaiming our sexuality and pleasure and all the shit that we were burned at the stake for, right? The path of the sacred feminine is about reclamation. And part of that reclamation, because I firmly believe this, those of you who know that you are meant to be a feminine leader in this world, and again, you feel pulled and called to like the priestess or the witch, the healer, the teacher, we are meant to be wealthy. Okay. We are meant to be well paid. You cannot do your mission. You cannot do your purpose work in this world if you are struggling, if you are like barely getting by, or if you have like this scarcity or this, not scarcity, but if you have this like belief that this work isn't important in the world or shouldn't be paid. And the truth of the matter is, of course you have this belief because tens of thousands of us were killed for it for hundreds of years, right? All of your fears around being seen, around being visible, about being well paid for this work, about being known for this work, all of those fears are right and legitimate. And of course you have them. But this retreat is about not just healing like those wounds and releasing those fears, but stepping into the version of you that is well paid, well fucked, seen as the expert that you are, where you are turned on, alive, embodied, that you have the tools to support yourself in that, and that you have the sisterhood to support you in it. So if you want to join me for the retreat, I would love to have you, because I know that you have codes within you that are ready to be woken up, that are ready to be activated. And of course, like, this retreat is not the way, the only way that this can happen, but it is like a deep dive. It's an intensive. It's the initiation into it. And for some of you, this is exactly what you need and what you've been praying for. And for some of you, it's not right. And that's fine, right? For some of you, you may never attend a retreat that I host. And for some of you, like, it's not this one, it's the next one. And whatever it is perfect. But what I do want to leave you with is that voice inside of you that is like, I know we're meant to be living bigger, having more impact, and I know that I'm meant for greatness. That voice is right. And that other voice that's like, you're just making it up, you're full of yourself, this is ego, that's just your fear. And those of you who know that you're meant to have a massive impact in this world, and you want to do it in a way that's like grounded in the sacred feminine, but also alive and embodied, I'd love to have you at the retreat. And if not, I'd love for you to just be in this community. Because for me, I searched for years for a space where I felt like I could talk about the, like, quote unquote, out there spiritual woo-woo stuff and talk about pleasure and flirting and sensuality. And in a lot of sacred feminine spaces, the sexuality, the erotic sensuality is still so othered. It's still so locked in the shadows for many of the women. I was talking with a good friend of mine who does very similar work to me. And we were talking about a specific community where we're like, we love so much of it, but don't really feel like we belong. And she was saying that a lot of the women in the community have told her that focusing on sexuality is immature. Right? There's a lot of spiritual bypassing around pleasure, sensuality, and the erotic in sacred feminine spaces. And so for me, I was like yearning for a space where I felt like all of me could be seen, right? And then it was like in a lot of pleasure spaces, it was either like the path of Tantra, which is just not my spiritual path, or a lot of people that I at least came in contact with or my experience was like, we're really committed to like the broke healer, broke hippie, like, I don't need money. Money is a construct that I refuse to get involved with. And I get it. But like, for me, it's like, I want impact. And like, right now, the system that we live in requires money. And I want to be well fucking compensated for what I do. And not only well compensated, but I want to create generational wealth, right? And so and I want women who are like, yeah, amazing, me too. And not like, that is just ridiculous or whatever, right? So the Magnetic Woman community is a space where we can talk about all the weird woo-woo shit. We can talk about how many orgasms we're having, and we can talk about how much money we want and the impact that we want to have in the world and the bags that we want to buy or the trips that we want to go on or the decorations that you want to, like the redecorations for your house, like whatever the fuck it is. So if you want to be part of that, like, make sure you're following along, because as I've emerged through a recent like massive life transition and portal, there's like so much coming through me, and the women who are in my community currently and who are like stepping in now, like, you are going to be the luckiest women, period, full stop, with like what is coming through me right now, the content, the courses, the bundle that I have going right now, the retreats that are coming. So, and if you feel called to join me at the Mary Magdalene retreat, I would love to have you. And with that, I'll see you tomorrow. I'm going to come back live again at 1 p.m. And if you have any questions, feel free to send me a message on social media.